Drifting down and drifting up. The shiftless night spent amid the blankets, your only covering and protection from the world outside. The part of the world that says you are sleeping, or trying to. This is the familiar ritual, the old tradition. Who needs sleep anyway while you do? But getting it has been difficult. Yet, perhaps no more. There is the promise of relief. It is dark, dark enough that the slithering tendrils of night rub over your body, affectionately reminding you are covered and comfortable. This is where you used to sleep, when sleep existed. You haven't, but maybe now you will. You found a sleeping cure recently. You were told to take half a bottle before sleeping. It's sitting right over there on your cabinet. You're honestly nervous, but only slightly. You feel the tetch and tingle at the edge of your perception. You fumble and flick on the light, and you see it there, glistening in faint filtered moonlight on your dresser. A box with six vials of dark green potion. It shimmers. You've seen other colors reflected there before, but now there's only dark green. You've tried, and yet it seems nothing will help. Exhaustion tugs at the edge of your senses. But if this potion will help you to rest, then why not consume some of the medicine and give it a try? The instruction was to take just half a bottle. Slowly you kick the sheets aside. Their sweated bulk is a sign of how long you've been tossing, sinking, rising, riding the parabolic curve of potential sleep, that Zeno's paradox of coming closer and closer, but never quite touching the realm of dream. The instruction was to take half a bottle. You've lost the fight to let sleep in. You uncork a bottle and let a swig of it into you instead, where sleep could not tread, then another, finishing the entire bottle with a warm, creamy, soothing texture, like warm milk flowing down your throat. You set the bottle aside, walk back to where you were, turn off the lamp. Fall onto your bed amid somewhat soft covers. The air is warm, so you lay there and try closing your eyes with the coverlets set aside. It feels like nothing. You notice no palpable change in yourself. You were told the potion would work upon you immediately, and you would be off in dreamland instants later. Pulling the blankets over you with a sigh, the conclusion is easy to draw that perhaps the product was hyped up a bit. Maybe it'll take a little while to work. Hello, says a voice by your ear to your left, as much song as speech, a dense harmonic that bores into your consciousness. You turn your head to look, a slow, drawn-out motion, your muscles just a little less responsive than usual. But you see nothing unusual. Hello. Again, the voice. Hello. A drawn-out sound from your other ear. You feel breath upon it. You turn, again slowly. There's nothing there, it seems. Yet, there was definitely something. You pause, staring straight ahead of you, straight up, right at the ceiling, moving your eyes left, then right. Glancing around, then the weight begins. Your blankets are on you, certainly, but this weight is something else. It feels like you're being heavily pushed down into your mattress. It is soft and comfortable and completely safe, but the pressure is impossible to fight. You try to rise up and fail, your arms, legs, entire body pressed down. Trying to rise, trying to push against it. It becomes hot, Hot, squeezing, soft, warm, pressed against you, sensual heat that lures you into letting it touch you. Resistance is impossible when so much heat and need is bearing down upon you, so you just let it happen. Something in it is warm, and though the force is invisible, it is surprisingly tender. Once you stop trying to get up, you barely detect it at all, except for the warmth all over your body. Warmth, invasive and mind-numbing. Warmth enough to make you quiet and calm. Something larger than yourself. Something caring, which strips away any resistance you might normally have to being cared for. Close your eyes, little one. Little fleeting creature. Some voice larger, more splendid. Some presence stronger. You are willing to admit. I will help you drift, a dream cloud into the skies of ultimate relaxation. Just let your eyes droop shut. My control is hot, steamy, draining. Yes, steam. It's as if the room is filled with some cloying, teasing mist, something that makes you other than fully alert. Other than fully awake, you are somewhere else now. The voice, her voice, whoever she is, makes a pulse behind your eyes begin to throb, a feeling of pleasure and sight, like seeing but with your mind instead of outward senses. Purple light inside your mind, spreading over your eyes, spreading with such surety that you imagine you can see the light shining out from within your eyes and onto the wall. Purple light, relaxing, drifting on, laying beneath the heavy weight of that sensual force. The purple light throbs to the beat of her voice, her last words echoing inside your head. Your eyes are slowly closing, drifting away on that cloud she mentioned, despite your best efforts to keep them open. The purple light continues regardless. Your eyes do eventually shut, eyes closed, and only then do you feel the presence above your body intensify. The mere force of pushing and pinning takes on a firmer awareness. You know its shape and form because your eyes are closed and you can feel it more acutely. Yes, close them, says that melodic voice. Good little pet, it adds. The form of a person, feminine and very present, floating above you, but then applying weight, applying her presence. You feel rapid breathing. You feel the shivering of her limbs. You feel how the form above you is aroused, turned on, wanton, how she wants you, urged along by it all. That seems to be the trigger. When you realize how turned on she is, your mind is awash in the purple light. Peaceful relaxation. You've achieved what you really wanted to do. Made her happy. It becomes easier to sink deeper with that requirement satisfied. You think about striving for the surface. You think about trying to keep your mind treading water above the deep, still, purple light. But it is just like when you tried to get up from bed before. Your mind would much sooner submerge into easy, soothing purple light that uses heat and sensual touch to ease away all your tension. That's what purple light does. There is only the relaxed mind now, waiting for its chance to shine with purple light. The form above you, the pulse of her. The pulse is like a second heartbeat, centered behind your eyes, the pulse of purple light from the invisible presence, your own melting mind. You let the purple light in, you drank it in, you conjured it, and now you are beholden to it. And behold, you do. Light grows and saturates, and you nod and yet nod off. The further into your own consciousness you sink, the closer you get to where the voice, the purple light, the horny aroused form above you, pinning you, wanting you, the closer you get to the origin of all of this, and the truth that makes you sink, when purple light predominates. Purple is relaxation, trance, drifting. The relaxation is profound, so good, and it causes feelings of complacency. You want to explore relaxation more and more. And so it is all right to relax. The purple light fulfills and maintains your wants. And the voice continues. I am a friend, little one. I am devoted to helping those who cannot properly connect with the wonderful and relaxing land of slumber. It's terrible to know how tired you must be all the time. So I'm going to help you sleep. It's good that I get to feed as well. You wonder what she means by feed. Is she going to feed on you? Then silver light begins to shine. It is different in both quality and effect from the purple, hypnotic, relaxing haze. The silver light suspends everything else. It helps a vacant, elated happiness to arrive from the deeper parts of your mind. Purple light was relaxation, easily hypnotized relaxation, the relaxing sinking that made you follow the path you would follow if you sank into a bath or a massage. But silver light is completely different. It is external, controlling, mechanical. Before you can think about her words anymore, shining silver starts to throb in your mind. It causes your thoughts to fade into a hazy blur, as well as make you not worry about what exact words are being said. You feel a tingle in your body when you hear that voice, that will. And that's all that's really important. That silver tingling pleasure is different from the relaxation of purple light. There are flashes behind each word that is timeless and distant, and familiar as well. Each word brings relaxation. It is powerful. The tingling silver is suspension. Purple was the relaxation of thought. The simple warmth was already relaxing you. But silver light, throbbing and pulsing with each of her timeless words, for which you have no clear memory. Well, it is silver light which overtakes and suspends your mind. Thought can wait. Everything can wait. Only pleasure matters, and it is quite pleasant to listen and do as you are told. A feminine presence above you, aroused, horny, within you, pulsing silver. You are growing familiar with it. The familiarity is relaxation. If your mind had time and energy enough to truly relax, it would do so. But instead, it can only quietly fall into the dreamlike removal of self, dissolving away. Thoughts can wait. The voice is providing plenty of thoughts anyway. Useful, helpful, powerful, encouraging thoughts. You are encouraged to just follow them. They'll take you where you need to go, so that you can sleep. So you can obey. Those thoughts arrive easily in your head. When they get in there, they are powerful and influential. You are encouraged to follow them without inspecting them too closely. Remembering specifics is not your job, not your business. It is your business to feel good, to feel the silver light pleasure of being told what to do. The silver light makes things mechanistic, lubricated, fluid, easily moved and shaped. Her words are instructions. Her guidance is ironclad, and silver light makes you peacefully blank. Blankness is a useful state, she tells you. Remembering what else she tells you is almost impossible. The possibility of following her orders is the only one remaining. Your mind has just one channel to flow along while it is dyed with silver light. Silvery obedience and blankness. You let it all happen. You invited it in and wanted it to be there. And so it has. You feel it in your brain. You let everything happen. The silver on your nerves and in your eyes and throughout your body, such arousal looms above you. You are in the moment completely, barely even wondering what comes next. So you relax and let your mind fade further with each of the silver flashes. They have created a place where mechanical, simple, liquid silver thinking is everything. Silver light creates silence in your mind and the truth of obedience within your body. The truth of obedience is that it is oh so very easy to understand. Obey. Follow. Obey. Commands. Obey the silver light and the aroused presence above you. You just get used to what silver means to your psyche. You've just begun to get used to the way silver makes your mind blank and mechanically obedient when the flashes change. Pink light. Pink, soft light. Purple helped you be relaxed. You zoned out and drifted into your own body, tranced and relaxed. Silver made you mechanical, simple, obedient. You zoned out and waited for input, blank and obedient. Pink is quite the opposite. It brings your mind to your body, a state of mindfulness, very aware of your environment, very aware of the body above you, the warm, feminine body that is pinning you down. Just a moment ago, you were happy drifting along. You barely noticed it, except the small mental commands from above. But the pink light has changed things. Pink light behind your eyes. And when you open your eyes, the pink light surrounds other things, drawing your attention to them. In particular, it outlines the gorgeous, curvy, yet indistinct form above you. Now you wish to make the body atop you feel good. You rub your form against it. Indistinct and gorgeous, it may be. But the rubbing is not for your own sake. It is because you wish to stimulate them, the entity above you, not yourself. You try to rub harder when that feminine figure slides one hand up to your mouth, slips a finger into your hot, wet mouth, causing you to suck and worship that finger as much as you can, a kind of prelude, an echo, a desperation transmitted. Pink light is the light of worship. Pink light is the light of focus and following, the physical act of worship. You suck and pull the finger as deep into your mouth as you can, using your soft lips to massage it. You kiss and lick. This is what is presented. This is the focus, the experience, the need, the stimulus. You lick and kiss. You suck and follow. She moves her hand left, then right, and you hear cooing and approving sounds from above. Your head sways, following left and right as well, lips fastened to her finger. She moves it in and out of your mouth, pulling a little at your lips because you're creating a vacuum each time. You suck and drink in the feeling of doing, of doting, of worshipping. Everything just seems pretty. The feminine form above you is beautiful, gorgeous even. Learning about it, tasting it, is your single mission. You taste the soft skin and the beautiful sound and feeling of pink light inside of your head. That's just what it does to you. You are lit from within. Pink light means focus and worship. You want to give pleasure. Pink means pleasure. Pleasure inside your head is good. But pleasure that you bring into the outside world is even better. You make the figure mounting and covering you even more aroused than it already was. You make its body feel good. The voice speaks up again to explain the next step of her plan, and you rub and suck and listen to her. Now that you've seen the different colors of control I have for you, I can start helping you sleep. Now, I will let you know right now that I'm not just going to snap my fingers and make you sleep. All I'm going to do is show you colors and talk you down deeper while you touch and play with your body. We're going to work together to make you come, and you're going to fall into a deep, relaxing sleep right when you come, right when you do so, so you can release all that tension just as you slide into dreams. She gestures, you feel it, and you notice you're already able to touch your body. You find the pressure above you is reducing. You can touch yourself, rub yourself toward climax on a slow climb. But you're more focused on giving her pleasure. The body atop you pulls back a little, so your arms are no longer pinned, but she keeps you trapped there. She grabs you by the wrist and pulls your hands down between your legs, encouraging what you already sort of felt like doing. Once you start touching, the voice encourages you. You hear a snap, and a purple flash arrives in your brain. Purple means relaxed, tranced, controlled, simple relaxation where the stress saps out of your body. So you caress yourself because it seems natural. Just when you think you've come to grips with purple light, with what it means, when you think you've got enough thoughts inside your head that you can touch yourself in a focused way, she snaps again. Now it's silver light, but that's easy because she tells you to touch. You want to, don't you? I want it. I need it. The hunger, the pangs, the desperation. Touch so I can feel it. I feel it every time you do. This is going to be good for you, too. I want you to be better and better. Feel better and better. Touch until your eyes roll back. It's hard to remember why she's doing this, why she wants this. She mentioned it earlier, but you know it'll stay hard to think, hard to remember, as long as she moves you into pink, worshipful light. Her fingers back in your mouth. Your hands keep touching your own body, but the presence of her body, the finger in your mouth, the worshipful form above, is even better. Your hands keep touching. You touch yourself into mindless bliss, with that prismatic presence above you, moving you through colors too fast to come to terms. Purple light. Relaxation and trance, deepness and powerful control. You just want to relax, silver light, your mind obedient, blank. Thoughts are slipping away like liquid metal, sliding into the depths, like fish leaping in a stream, leaving you pleasured, but you can grab hold of nothing, just enjoying the leap and the flash. You touch in your most focused way when the light is silver. You touch between your legs so hard your mind is melting away. You think you're going to come, but you know that has to wait. Pink light now. You want to worship. When the other colors are there, it's hard to focus. Hard to focus on thoughts, or on touching yourself, or even on sucking the finger. When the pink light is there, you suck and worship, you lick and hunger, almost as much as she does. The hungry, horny, feminine presence above you wants something. Keep going, keep touching, you will come for me, and your mind will handle itself. Silver light, you obey and follow blankly. Pink light. Worship is the most powerful, natural thing in the world. Pink light makes her pleasure more important than yours. Something as simple as making her finger feel hot and wet in your mouth is so pleasant to you and to her as well. You know you're giving pleasure. Purple light. You're relaxing and you're touching and you're getting closer and closer. Your limbs might relax, but all of your sexual systems are getting more and more tense. Tension creates pleasure. Pleasure reminds you how bad you need it. How turned on you are. Your entire body feels excellent. Pleasured. Blank. You're so hot and you need to come. And every time she snaps you into a new color mode, you lose your progress and slide backwards. Silver now. You are relaxed and blank and find it impossible to move forward. Impossible to get more pleasure into you. You can't get off. You need it. You begin to beg. Oh, do you wish to climax? Well, of course I cannot deny you. She sounds like she's sincere. She leans in, whispering it in your ear. You want to come till you can't think anymore. Until you fall asleep and fall under and everything falls away. You want to come hard? You feel the whimpers escape you. You let out moans. Pink light. You're rubbing yourself for her, under her, against her, wanting to send pleasure up and into her. You only get to bring pleasure. When the light is pink and your mind is slow and simple, it's so easy to bring pleasure you need to come. The colors are training you. Your mind is melting away. Training creates obedience. Purple light again. Simple, snapping, relaxation and trance. Trance creates pleasure and obedience. And your body is so aroused and hot. The tingling. You touch yourself hot and hard and deep. You touch yourself and the nerveless joy makes you blank. You're right on the edge, right against the wall, bound to the inescapable lust and pleasure that she promises. You want no need to come. But the colors have made that true. Pink light, you exist to worship and serve her. You exist to do your best for her. This isn't about you or your pleasure. You at once beg for release and want to give release to her. You can't quite get over the edge. It's impossible to push past the limit. Impossible to truly come right now. The tension is strong and imposing. You're up against the wall, waiting for her release to hit you. When it does hit home, you know it's going to be so good. But you suck her finger as she teases. Look how desperate you are. How hungry. How wanton. Is this your true nature? Suck. Touch. Lose yourself in it? Is that what you are? All you are? All you need to be right now, and you will get to sleep? That's all right. Silver light makes her phrase an order. Suck, touch, and lose yourself in it. You feel your mind melting away as if it were weak and simple and blank, so her commands override all else. You keep touching. And you know your blank brain will follow wherever she leads. Leading is easy for her to do, while that silver light keeps you controlled, and all the colors train you into obedience. You whimper and follow. You are still touching, yet the horizon, the climax, the release, gets further and further away with every word she says. Every evoked sensation culled from your deepest potential. You whimper and your mind melts away. You don't know how much longer you'll be able to take it. The edge is right there. Release is right there. Relief is right there. You could come so hard if only you went over the edge and began to climax. But without that essential first step, you are pent up, held back. Your eyes are rolled back, mouth drooling, entire body twitching in afterglow and aftershock. You're so close, it's unbearable. You're still begging, and she is caringly, gently snapping you from color to color. Silver light intensifies. She tells you to touch, and you do it. One touch hard, one touch softer, back and forth, carrying out the automatic mechanisms of masturbation. Her order makes it to your silvery blank brain, and you stimulate your body mercilessly, yet climax is gated behind her permission. You need her order to make you come. Thankfully, though, she laughs. I've had my fun watching you twitch in need. You will be allowed to come at the end of a little countdown. From 10 to 1. It'll not only let you come, but you can sleep some deep, profound, rested slumber afterward. You will arise well-rested, happy, fuzzy, ready, obedient. Purple light floods in. Trance begins, deep and insidious. Purple light makes it so easy to relax, and relaxation is the primary focus. Obedience is a secondary function of being too relaxed to raise much of a fuss. You are as you are, and you will continue to sink into nothingness for as long as your mind is purple color, overlapping it all. Sleep seems so simple and easy when this color dominates your brain, and her feminine presence just makes it feel even safer to sleep and rest and come. Silver light, obedience is all. Your mind is a mirror reflecting her commands. She has commanded you to wait, to keep yourself on edge until the end of the countdown, and find yourself getting so close. You are so close that thinking is hard. Your body has seldom wanted anything so badly, and you know your weary mind's restful relaxation and final journey into sleep will accompany the climactic explosion of desire. You will only get to feel the need rising, and suddenly she will order it. It approaches. You anticipate it and yet dread at the same time. What's going to happen with a climax this hard, this hot? 8. Pink. The heat is still there, but in the pink state it feels different. Your mind belongs to her, and your body needs to give pleasure. You suck the finger, press your face against her hand. The presence above you overtakes you. You are a creature of worship and nigh-climactic pleasure already. You will come. You keep touching. You will come. You keep pressing and humping. You rub every bit of your own mind out until you're twitching on the precipice. You know she will give you pleasure, but you have to earn it by letting your mind be rechanneled into a new worshipful road with every new color, each new color. Purple again, 7. Your mind is relaxation, but trance goes deeper. Deeper means closer to sleep. And your tranced body is so good at recalling things, like remembering how to touch yourself just right, how to come eventually, senseless and blank. Your body remembers how. Purple, tranced, deep, blank. You breathe so deep. Your mind is useless, but your body can keep rubbing. Touching yourself hot and horny, and now you're coming close, almost halfway there, almost sizzling on the ragged edge of climax. Your legs kick, your mind is white hot. Silver again. That's right, touch yourself. Come soon, climax soon. You're so close, you'll come so soon. If you get over the edge, you will come and you will sleep. Those two things are inevitable. They are orders, so in the silver light you follow them along. You follow into the deep places, deep trance. Silver light controls you, blank and robotic and obedient in the liquid silver of the light. You are under her light, feminine, controlled, controlling. You will come and sleep, and it will be good for you. She is amused, and you hear the smile in her voice as she says, "Good. Good. 5. Pink light now. Pink mind, worshipful mind. You are hers. You belong to her, and your body is therefore part of her. So your act of touching yourself is an act of worship and obedience, since she wants it. You still suck and lick her finger, moving your head back and forth as she leads you with her hand, encouraging that simple act. But you know you would worship anything, under any circumstances. You would obey and follow. You would serve and be under her. That is just what you do. You give pleasure. 4. Purple once more. Trance is easy and deep here. Purple light makes it so easy that you know sleep will be right around the corner, under purple light. She timed it that way. You've counted ahead. You know the road you will travel. You begin stimulating yourself the way you would if you were masturbating to the maximum extent possible. You remember, you hark back, everything that has ever made you oh so horny and sensitive, every perfect flourish during masturbatory bliss. You remember the meaning of the three colors. So close now. It's time, she says. 3, silver obedience. 2, pink worship. 1, purple trance. Too deep to think. Coming, coming, come for her. Come for me. Hard, hot, coming, entire body caught in the light and joy of trance and purple light accompanying shuddering release. It sticks, it fills. 1, 2, 3, pulse. You feel sleepier after every pulse. 1, 2, 3, pulse. 1, 2, 3, pulse. Pulse. It continues to throb within. It fills you. It fulfills your will and hers. The purple light making you fall down into sleep. When you do come, your mind is on its way to dream about colors, about control, fading and blank, and still twitching in the aftermath.